This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A decision by Dartmouth College to deny tenure to an Asian American professor has brought national attention to the lack of diversity in higher education. More than 3,000 people have signed a petition to overturn the decision. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more.
Dartmouth lore has it that if you get tenure at the Ivy League college, you can expect a call on Thursday evening after the tenure committee meets. Professor Amy Bong did not get the call until Friday morning.
I got a phone call. It was Dean of Faculty Mike Mastin-Duneau, and he said, "Amy, I'm very sorry. I have some disappointing news."
She was shocked to find that after 7 years at Dartmouth, she had not received tenure. The decision led to a national movement that's carried the issue far beyond Dartmouth. People have written letters, spoken out on Twitter. A group of University of Southern California students even wrote the hashtag Fight for Faculty of Color on their caps at this year's graduation. Bong thinks the outrage reflects a moment of disillusionment at Dartmouth and beyond.
I'm one of the few remaining people who is really devoted to mentoring students of color, building programs that help this environment have a critical conversation about race and inequality. I am the last standing Asian Americanist to have resulted from a student and faculty push to get Asian American studies here. And I think there's some recognition that we're at a sort of breaking point.
At Dartmouth, 16% of tenured faculty are people of color. The definition is broad. It includes Hispanic, Latino, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Black or African American, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander. Nationwide, 21% of tenured faculty are of color. When her peers found out Professor Bong did not get tenure, letters flew in from all over the country, Stanford to MIT, advocating for Bong and for keeping ethnic studies alive at Dartmouth. Tufts professor Lisa Lowe wrote one of these letters and says the issue is bigger than Amy Bong.
People are concerned about how difficult it is to establish Asian American studies and the study of race and ethnicity, immigration, and diaspora generally at Dartmouth.
Lowe has taught in the California university system, as well as Yale and Tufts. She says the West Coast has fostered robust curricula for race and ethnic studies since the 1970s. But
on the East Coast, it's still, I would say, emerging. It's not as established in various universities, and that's part of the challenge that Dartmouth is facing.
On the Dartmouth Green, as students toss frisbees nearby, Melissa Padilla says faculty of color have helped her deal with racism from professors and students. Padilla was born in Mexico and raised in Georgia.
When I go to these professors who have had those same instances as students in undergrad, sort of not only care for me as a student and like guiding me through all the procedures, they're caring me as a person. Like they can relate to the weird sort of things that you have to navigate as a student of color on campuses like Dartmouth.
Professor Bong thinks this type of mentorship is overlooked in faculty evaluations.
Why isn't there a space there where you can indicate specifically the work you've done to make this campus a more diverse place? If it is really one of the top priorities for the administration, for the college, why isn't it built into these sort of assessment forms?
Dartmouth responded in a written statement that many factors go into tenure decisions, including scholarship, teaching, and service. The school said it is committed to raising the number of tenured faculty of color to 25% by 2020. Dartmouth tenured one professor of color this year, and the school has allocated funds to hire 8 new professors of color in the coming term. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.